BFC's Let's Talk. I hope our time together this morning helps us to draw near to Jesus and walk closer with him throughout the day. Looking to the Word of God in the Gospel of Mark, let's read starting in chapter 7, verse 1 through 23. One day, some Pharisees and teachers of the religious law arrived from Jerusalem to see Jesus. They noticed that some of his disciples failed to follow the Jewish ritual of hand washing before eating. The Jews, especially the Pharisees, do not eat until they have poured water over their cupped hands, as required by their traditions. And they don't eat anything from the market until they immerse their hands in water. This is but one of the many traditions they have clung to, such as their ceremonial washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles. So the Pharisees and teachers of religious law asked him, "Why don't your disciples follow our age-old tradition? They eat without first performing the hand-washing ceremony." Jesus replied, "You hypocrites! Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. For he wrote, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship is a farce, for they teach man-made ideas and commands of God. For you ignore God's laws and substitute your own tradition.' Then he said, 'You skillfully sidestep God's law in order to hold on to your own traditions. For instance, Moses gave you this law from God. Honor your parents. Anyone who speaks disrespectfully of them must be put to death. But you say it is all right for people to say to their parents, 'Sorry, I can't help you, for I have vowed to give to God what I would have given to you.' And in this way, you let them disregard their needy parents. And so you cancel the word of God in order to hand down your own traditions. And this is only one example of many." Then Jesus called to the crowd to come and hear. "All of you listen," he said, "and try to understand. It's not what goes into your body that defiles you. You are defiled by what comes out of your heart." Then Jesus went into a house to get away from the crowd, and his disciples asked him what he meant by the parable he had just used. "Don't you understand either?" he asked. "Can you see that the food you put into your body cannot defile you? Food doesn't go into your heart, but only passes through the stomach, and then goes into the sewer." By saying this, he declared that every kind of food is acceptable to God. And then he added, "It is what comes from inside that defiles you. For within, out of a person's heart, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, lustful desires, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these vile things come from within, and they are what defile you." Okay, so we are not a Jewish community. So how does this passage translate to us? For them, a common practice in Jewish time was ceremonial washing. They believed that those who came in contact with unclean people or things had to cleanse themselves. This was not a command of the law, but a tradition of the Pharisees. What's the principle for us? How often do we, or our Christian culture, look at other people and things as being the source of uncleanliness, to the point that just coming in contact with them somehow rubs off on us? Sounds superstitious to me. And how much power do we give to the people and things around us? Secondly, the only reason we are even clean is because of Jesus and what he's done for us. And we forget that the power of his cleansing spirit lives inside of us. And we often spend a lot of time and effort avoiding our influences because we believe they affect us that much. Jesus argued that such traditions not only cause people to misunderstand the law, but stop them from doing the more important things that the law did require. And in support of this, Jesus goes on to give the example that the law of Moses was teaching people to love and respect their aged parents. But the Jews had added a tradition that enabled them to ignore their parents. They could make a vow to give what they had to the temple. Having promised this to God, they said they were not able to give to the needy, such as taking care of their parents. In the same way, things such as food were not eaten by the Jews because they believed that they made them unclean. Jesus said, "Not washing and eating prohibited foods did not make them unclean." The people who were really unacceptable to God were those who taught such traditions. So what? What is all this distracting us from? Jesus closes by turning to the crowd and his disciples, saying, "I need you to understand this point. These things don't defile you. What comes out of your hearts is what defiles us. Input doesn't make as much a difference as the output is everything. What is the greatest commandment? Love God and people. The truth is that we can't love God unless we love other people. What's the good news? We were all born with impure hearts, but the scriptures foretold of a time that Jesus brought into effect, that through the new covenant, he would remove our hard hearts and put within us a new spirit. I will remove the heart of stone from you and give you a heart of flesh. And anyone who is in Christ is a new creation." That means his spirit within us is greater than the things around us that we think can influence us and make us unclean. And we have more power within that makes us clean and allows us to influence the world around us with the presence and love of God. The main point of the gospel is not to preach about Jesus, although that's a big point. It's not about inputting information. It's about transformation that empowers us to genuinely love others with tender, fleshy hearts. It's about being the gospel through pure love from pure hearts. The truth is that the tradition and ceremonial stuff cause fear, inferiority, isolation in the people, and superiority, authoritarian approach from the Jewish leaders. But Jesus and the new covenant creates pure hearts and empowers us to elevate human beings who are in fact created in God's image, to be empathetic with their feelings, not to dehumanize them, to validate and dignify, not to hold down and disregard. Thank you, Father, for the cleansing work of Jesus and the empowerment of your Spirit. May we be transformed from the inside out to deeply love others through your presence and power. In Jesus' name, amen.